Some people
Blog
are
Talk Radio.
Grand
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show.
And,
we invite you to call
in
515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony.
I want your opinion.
We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human
family.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
It is a beautiful, beautiful day in Florida already. So thank you for joining me. I'm Beata, and our topic today is turpentine enemas and more, a lot more, on how to keep this healthy body strong and youthful. My guest today is Cheryl McDaniel. She'll be on later. And I was just amazed when I talked to her about her journey. We have a lot in common, especially football. Her husband coached professional football for several years and college football, and then we found out we had a son who was married for 6 years to a Colombian woman, and so lots of synchronicities with my guest today and myself. Married the same amount of years to a man who we finally had to separate from. So lots of interesting facts about my guest that you just love when you meet her. Beautiful woman. A melanin woman who has been on a journey to heal mostly from relationship conflicts. We're going to talk about that too, how to heal from relationship conflicts. Many of us are going through that and it's causing stress. But why are we here this day is because we need to strengthen the temple. Health and well-being is all about strengthening this temple of the soul. On Sunday, on my Soul Purpose Healing show, we went deep into the soul, but not even deep enough. Next Sunday, we're going to go even deeper into what the soul journey is really all about. It has to do with a vertical consciousness based on the cosmos. So we're going to do that. But this morning, I know why you came. You want to do some joint rolling. So we're going to start off this morning, as we always do, with rolling our neck. If you're sitting and watching me on Facebook or wherever you are, you can do these movements, these exercises to wake up your lymphatic system, number one, get those fluids detoxing and emptying out all the toxins and debris, things you don't need, and get your circulation moving. That's another reason. And then, of course, with the joint rolling, we are activating what's called synovial fluid in all the joints that keeps your joints lubricated and moving smoothly. So let us start, and we're going to play Time for Healing. That's my safe music right now because these people monitor me all the time about my music. I don't understand. I don't own the rights to this music. I'm not trying to steal it away, copyright issues and all that. I just want to play it for our enjoyment. We're enjoying. So Time for Healing, I have an approval. I actually got an approval with an email from the publisher of Time for Healing from Sounds of Blackness. So we're going to stay with that music for now. As much as I like Freedom from John Batiste, I do that on my own time. Freedom when I do my exercises outside. So for now, let's just get busy rolling this neck, get to start. We roll our neck and shoulders before we get on the floor, just because I want all of you to think about how easy it is to take care of your body. You're sitting in a chair, drop your chin, and let that neck just roll around, stretching your muscles. But also, this is actually activating your vagus nerve. When you do this movement intentionally, think about the vagus nerve is right behind, at the bottom of your brainstem back there. And this movement is actually stimulating, massaging in a way your vagus nerve. So just keep that neck rolling around for a minute, for a little bit. And then we're going to stop it. And when we get to the front and go the other direction, I can feel the tension leaving my neck from sleeping in the wrong position. We just want our neck to feel loose as we get down on the floor and exercise and move this body. I bet that's feeling better. I hope that's feeling better for you. Now let's just roll our shoulders back while we're sitting up. Roll those shoulders back loose and slowly. Don't rush it. We don't have to rush. Let's have a casual relationship with time. That's what Michael Beckwith, one of my favorite teachers, who teaches meditation. I'm on a 5-day meditation program with him. It's free. That's why I'm in there. And he says, when we get upset with people who are late, let's reverse that. When we get upset with people who are late, we shouldn't get all frustrated and anxious and disturbed. He says, remember, people who are usually late have a casual relationship with time. I love that. I just love that. We got a lot of people who have a casual relationship with time, and we just need to chill. And he says, while you're waiting, just meditate and take it easy and breathe, breathe, breathe. All right. So now let's just do some breathing before we get on the floor. Now that I think about it, let's breathe in through our nostrils, hold it to a count of 5 if you can. If not, just let it go and flow with it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it go. Breathe in out through your nose. And breathe in again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe out again one more time before we get on the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let it go through the nose. I recommend you start your morning. When you open your eyes every morning, start your deep breathing because you've been shallow breathing all night. So get that oxygen going first thing in the morning and then kick those legs up and let's do some joint rollers. I'm going to move my laptop down below. Tablet. I think I was having problems with my tablet in the past because I didn't have my Wi-Fi switch on. This tablet is new to me, and I wasn't quite knowledgeable about where's the Wi-Fi switch. Let's see. It's on. Should have no problems today with my streaming and on my visual. My guest will be on here a little later. So let's get on the floor, and it's time for healing. Time for healing. We're going to lay on our back. For those of you in the studio who may not be on Facebook Live, we're going to get on our back. You might still be in bed. That's good. That's where you can start your morning routine, in the bed. Yes. On our back, kick up those legs and arms. We're going to start with our wrists and our ankles, rolling one direction, then the other. And then we do our knees and then our elbows, and then we turn over and roll those hip joints. Good, good movement for the hips. I'm going to show you a little exercise, too, that'll strengthen the thighs and the buttocks. You got some flat buttocks. You're going to love this. It's going to get those buttocks muscles strengthened without the Brazilian butt lift. That's dangerous. So here we go. Time for healing. Here we go.
Thank you.
don't forget, rub those hands together every morning and massage the breast like this. Gentle massage all over, and especially underneath the breast where the lymphatic system can get clogged. Go underneath the breast and just give a little massage under each one. Pat the chest area. The thymus gland is a very important gland. It boosts your immune system. Give that thymus gland a little pat, gentle pat. Go around the back. Pat all. Give your microbiome community a little love pat. Go all the way around. And then get up on your knees and give that butt a good pat and love on those kidneys. Tell those kidneys how much you love them. Massage those kidneys. Woo, thank you, kidneys. Thank you, adrenal glands on top of the kidneys. And just give that butt a good pat. Legs, legs, legs. And woo, we've done a lot for the body this morning. All right, let's go back to the studio. I'm going to put my tablet back up here where my dad is. That's my dad up there. And bring my laptop up here, and we are ready to roll. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's going to be a really exciting show this morning. And I'm just committed to give you truth this morning. Truth, 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 truth bombs. We're going to get truth bombs this morning. Because if you watch CNN and all the major news, all you're getting is fear-mongering and in my opinion, misinformation. I saw Joe Rogan. If you know who Joe Rogan's a very popular he actually is the announcer on the world fighting or wrestling something or other. He's a sports announcer, but he's also a very popular podcaster on YouTube. So he was interviewing Sanjay Gupta, the big medical head on CNN. You got to see this because he really tore into him about what CNN said to him about his journey with COVID. And he did not take any vaccinations. He went with ivermectin and colonotherapy and all kinds of alternative therapies to get his body back in health. He had a couple of days of being sick, but he went straight for all the alternative treatments. So he and Sanjay Gupta had a conversation, long conversation about how CNN lied. And at one point, he said to Sanjay Gupta, I laughed so hard. He said, I can afford to buy natural supplements or alternative medicine, mother effer. I was like, whoa, he said it right on the interview. I can afford to buy natural supplements, mother effer. And whoa, that was, I wanted to post that on Facebook, but I was like, well, that just blew me away. So that was his attitude with Sanjay Gupta, the medical expert who thinks everybody needs to be in jab. Bravo for Sanjay Gupta, Joe Rogan, standing firm in his position that everybody doesn't need a jab. And then we know a lot about now the Southwest events going on, and Delta Airlines had a pilot that died in the cockpit. In fact, I've heard more than once now, more than one pilot has died in the cockpit. So just be careful about your travel plans. Think twice about whether you want to get on an airplane these days. So let us go into a little knowledge. I have some couple of, before my guest comes on, I'm going to be sharing with you some headlines for one, but I want to play some information that is so important these days. If we're going to take care of this temple at home, it's so interesting what they're doing in hospitals these days. I'm hearing all these stories about people being on ventilators and remdesivir and then dying. Because especially if you haven't been injected or jabbed, it's almost like they want to get rid of the unvaccinated, unjabbed people. And that's what's happening. I'm hearing stories. They haven't been vetted yet or anything, but be careful before you go into a hospital. Let's do some prophylaxis prevention work. So let's just learn today more about the ways we can take care of our body. And my guest is very unique, very special woman who has taken a different pathway to heal her body. If you don't know about turpentine and enema benefits, you're going to hear all about it. You're going to hear everything you ever wanted to know about turpentine and enemas. And some people really don't understand. Turpentine was used by our ancestors. Yeah, from a pine tree. And then, of course, when you have those type of natural remedies that were working for people, the new medical mafia comes in and says, oh, that's a poison, like ivermectin. Ivermectin's been around for over 40 years, and we got the media and CNN saying, oh, it's a horse deworming, you shouldn't take it. Really? So turpentine is one of those treatments that people have tabooed and say, oh, it's horrible. But if you do your history, look it up, Google it. Turpentine was used, and on my flyer that I put out, I even put a little picture of some dark-skinned men going to that pine tree. That's where turpentine comes from, a pine tree, and extracting that turpentine sap. And then we've had medical, corporations, the medical system tabooed it and said, oh, it's horrible, you're going to kill yourself. Well, you do have to know what you're doing, and our guest is going to tell you about what she has done. And she said it's not for everyone, because when you do turpentine, you got to make sure your bowels are moved, that you're getting rid of the toxins and the parasites that go there to get killed from this stuff. So stay tuned. Tell your friends they want to tune in. She'll be on later in the show. But for now, I want to share with you some information that maybe you're not aware of, that we need to be reminded of, especially with this being Breast Health Awareness Month. It's just a matter of taking care of your body, preventing breast cancer. Breast health is prevented. As we said, if you start every morning just massaging your breasts, you're going to feel different about yourself. Looking in the mirror saying, oh, I love you. I love you, boobies. Oh, you're wonderful. Your body is feeling that and hearing that. So it's important every day that we talk to this body, talk to your microbiome. When you need some healing in a particular place, go to that microbiome community in your gut underneath your navel and say, hey, I need some help. That's your army. There's a reason why trillions of microbes were planted in our gut and all over our body. There's a divine reason to help us during times of stress, fight, flight, energy. They're there to help us balance the body. And there's a gut-brain connection. There's a communication going on between the brain and the gut. And that's what I want to play. This is Human Body 101. We're going to just start with basic information in case you missed it. Human Body 101, that the government and the media and so many, quote, health professionals are not telling us. And we need to know.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, The nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment, the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary or renal system maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So, if you were listening to that beautiful summary of the systems of our body, she said, when our 10 major systems are healthy, they ensure well-being. Well, you know, she gives a physical description of the mechanics of the body, but then there's metaphysical influences like your emotions. And one of the things that she talked about is our digestive system is 30 feet long. Whoa, 30 feet long. So when you think about that tubular system that has to process the food we put in our mouth, there's also a metaphysical system that processes emotions. So when you think about the pituitary and the pineal gland and all those command center functions, this is a command center up here, the brain. When you think about the command center functions like the pituitary and the pineal gland, whoa, that's a powerful system up there, command center, that actually regulates the digestive system. And I'll tell you why, and then we have to go to the commercial. Because if you are in an emotional state of fear, anxiety, anger, bitterness, hatred, your command center picks that up. It digests, it has that it picks up that signal of you're sad or angry or bitter or depressed about anything. And then it's going to relay to the brain, of course. And then guess what? If you're sitting trying to eat a steak, digest a calf, a fatted calf, there's a scripture that talks about it's better to be to eating a plate full of vegetables in peace and joy and happiness than to eat a fatted calf in hatred and anger, something like that. It says don't eat fatted calves with anger, but it's better to just have some vegetables in peace. Because if you're trying to digest that fatted calf, and you're angry, I think it's trying to tell us it's not going to work well in that 30-foot tube. So think about that as we go to the break, that our emotions are very powerful to determine whether we're going to have well-being, health and well-being. Our emotional state is huge. That energy and motion will definitely influence the way you digest not just food, but life. So we're going to talk about some of the things in the news that we need to digest and poop out, you know, not hold on to it because there's a lot out there that they're trying to stuff down our throats, right? Imagine we have just a side story. We have a sick cat here where I live, and that cat went to the veterinarian, and the vet gave her three medicines that have to be we have to use a dropper to put in the cat's mouth. And we have to have one person, my housemate has to hold the cat, wrap the cat up in a blanket. And then I have to use the dropper to get it in her mouth, force it in her mouth. Believe me, this cat says, nah, I don't want that. Nah, I don't want that. Nah, I don't want that. So we've had to just back off because the cat was like, meow, meow. And I just thought, wow, what a beautiful message from an animal about not trying to force things on anybody, that we know within our spirit, within our soul, what we need. And if you're trying to put some droppers in a cat's mouth and that cat's like, I don't want that, and you're just trying to force it in there, guess what? We've had a lot of resistance and we had to back off. And now the cat's not doing too well because I think the emotional state of the cat is taking over. So anyway, that was just a side note. I digressed a little, but we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back with some headlines that we want to know. Are you thinking you got to force feed? You got to be force fed with these headlines, take in all this information and then process it. We want to poop it out today. We don't want it to stay in that 30-foot tube. So we will be right back after these messages.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God. The light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me.
312-802-4743. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you just joined us, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a time to impart knowledge in your soul, in your mind, in your brain, because we don't want you to perish. You know, the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that's what happened last year. We had so much ignorance about the flu. And we had the media and everybody renaming the flu so that the flu went away last year. Guess what? We didn't have a flu last year. That's a lie. So now this year we can go into the colder months smarter and wiser using prophylactics or prevention. And it starts with knowledge. And my guest is going to show you how she hasn't had the flu in 20 years, I think she said. She'll tell you about it. Using turpentine. We're so ignorant about that. And when I first learned about it from a friend who was trying to get off steroids, I was like, oh, really? What? So I started researching and I still had questions about how can this happen? How can this be? But our guest is going to share her relationship with Dr. Jennifer Daniels, who's an amazing soul on the planet who had to leave the medical system in the United States and move to Panama because her ideas were totally radical about getting people well. She just did not want to bring the prescription pad out every time a patient was sick. So her relation, my guest, Cheryl McDaniel's relationship with Dr. Daniels is, oh, that's interesting, Dr. Daniels and McDaniel, they were meant to be together. So their relationship produced health in my guest because she got knowledge from this beautiful soul who studied them in medical schools and started looking at patients who were not needing a prescription, basically. She had another idea how to get them well. So you'll hear from her in the next half hour. In the meantime, I want your opinion. I want to know how you feel about these topics in the news today. They're important. And how do you feel about them? 515-605-9325 is the number, or make your comments known on Facebook Live here. That's why I'm here. So you can comment here or go to the phones. When you get in the studio, press 1 when you're ready to comment. And I want to hear from you about these headlines that I picked out that deserve discussing because we're on a path of prevention, healing, and knowledge to help us stay healthy and through the winter months, especially because the sun is not going to be out as long and you're going to need to get that sun, but you're going to also need some knowledge. So this first headline is about Southwest Airlines. We had all that confusion the past week about Southwest Airlines. They are still losing, cutting out planes right now. So the CEO, this is important for us to see how the people, the employees have power when they exercise it in a certain way. Because the CEO, president has something to say about all this, which can affect all of our thinking. It can affect all corporations when they really think about what this man said. So in an interview with CNBC, Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly didn't pull any punches when pinning the blame on his company's hard-handed vaccine mandates and laid it squarely on the head of guess who? President Joe Biden. I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of mandate. so exciting for me that a CEO of a major corporation is coming out admitting that he does not support what this clown in the White House has been doing. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines. Yes, yes, yes. That's why we're going to see pilots doing their protesting and boycotting and not coming into work. Because guess what? There have been a couple of pilots who died in the cockpit. Delta Airlines, for one, and we haven't vetted all this. But how do we get this kind of information when the news doesn't report it? The news is not going to have a headline, vaccinated pilot dies in the cockpit of an airline or of an airplane while in flight. No, you're not going to hear that on NBC, CBS. None of that, none of that. The flight attendants, the co-pilot is talking. All the people who are on that plane are talking, okay? So if you have the right news sources, like Dr. Christian Northrup is amazing. She gets all this information, vets it, and then puts it on Telegram. You're not going to see it on Facebook or YouTube or that, but Telegram. So let me just continue. So we're working through that, he says. They're working through the vaccine mandate. You think these airline CEOs are going to make some adjustments to this crazy mandate? So United and Hawaiian Airlines already had a COVID vaccine requirement in place before Biden's announcement. JetBlue followed, and like other carriers, Southwest stated, started out by offering incentives to voluntarily get the shot. No, we don't want the donuts are out. No more donuts, no more Krispy Kremes, okay? That's crazy. Delta's incentive came in the form of a $200 health insurance surcharge for unvaccinated workers, while Kelly claimed that the delays and cancellations of thousands of Southwest flights were due to bad weather and air traffic control issues. That's a lie. So Kelly insisted the whole thing was the president's fault when he sent out a company message to Southwest employees. I do not believe it is up to me to mandate that to people that they get vaccinated. So we're going to poop that out and say, wow, wow, wow. Let's watch and see what happens with the other employees of airlines and especially the air traffic controllers. We had a joke going, I don't know if it was Sunday or what, that the air traffic controllers is like symbolic of the Most High, the divine intelligence ruling in the airwaves. So I'm excited about this because I do see human beings waking up, and especially employees of big corporations saying, no, thank you. It's interesting. So we pooped that out. Don't worry about it anymore. Just poop it out. That 30-foot tube has to be cleaned out after a message like that. We blame the president. That's what CEOs can do these days. Blame the Biden because he's the one issuing all these crazy orders trying to control people. Just remember the cat. The cat gets sick when you try and force him with a little dropper of drugs and medicine that he doesn't want. That's the way the human beings are too. We love our animals. But when they get sick, they go off in a corner they don't eat. That's what they do. That's natural behavior. They go eat some grass outside, and then they may or may not come back if they don't get in a cat fight somewhere. So this is one of the pieces of news that we can celebrate and get into joy, joy, joy. No more sadness about airplanes. And if you have travel plans, well, it's up to you to decide based on this type of information where pilots are getting sick. And just think of 100 people in an airplane, how many of them might get a blood clot? I heard Dr. Northrup say the reason that these pilots are getting sick or dying or whatever, and anybody who's had this injection, she said, was that when you get up to that level of oxygen and deprivation and that level of height, the blood starts clotting if you've been injected. That's what Dr. Northrup, that's her word, and then more and more people are coming out with that information that because of the spike proteins and all the stuff that's in the body after this jab, at that level, sometimes people are having heart attacks, and they've been reported by passengers as well. They've had the emergency landings because passengers had heart attacks. You know, the first question they should be asking, did you get the jab? So let's just be wise about travel right now. I saw one guy was going to take a plane, and he said, I'm driving. I think I'll drive. Whatever. Make your own up. Make up your mind. And it's not about being in fear, in my opinion. Just being wise. And these days, with Twilight Zone experience, you make different decisions. When we get into more of the Sound of Music or some other movie that has more joy and happiness, then the Twilight Zone energy doesn't have to be considered. So let's go to another headline. I want to get to these before my guest comes on. I don't see her yet. So these headlines, again, I want to know how you feel about these things. Okay, let me see if anybody's pressed one. No press one yet. 515-605-9325. Let me know how you feel about these headlines. And if you can poop it out, don't hold on to it. Because remember, we're digesting information every day, all day. And if you hold on to it, it could interfere with the digestion of your food and other things you need to pass through your body, your mind, your energy, and let it go. Okay. One thing that was interesting, as I was looking at headlines, the two mayors of, this is just a digress a little, the two mayors of Orlando and Chicago. I'm connected to Chicago in a big way. I was born and raised there. I have relatives there. I have friends and family there. Most of the female solution hosts are there. And then here in Orlando, we're looking at this mayor of Orlando. I mean, not in Orlando. I'm in another city. But the Orlando mayor is just like Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago. You got to have the vaccine. It's got to be done. It's going to be done. No, I'm not moving. I'm not resisting. And they're having a big rally in Orlando, who's actually led by a former pilot who resigned from his job because of the mandate. So this former pilot started an organization, Wake Up Orlando or something. He's been going around following this melanin mayor from Orlando with a bullhorn following him. You got to let go of the mandates about Mayor Demings. Mayor Demings, let go of the mandate. So we're going to have a big rally in Orlando. I don't know if I'm going. And then Chicago, same thing. I watched Mayor Lightfoot say, even though the police are planning to kind of boycott in Chicago, we're going to have the vaccine mandates. We're going to keep the mandate. So all this bullying and controlling, like the cat, you're going to have a sick population, okay? Trying to force stuff down people's throats. Sick. The cat speaks, I'm going to be sick after a while if you keep doing this. So let us be wise and let go of the idea and speak to our leaders. Stand firm. Don't go to work. Whatever you need to do, we need to send a message to these leaders who are thinking they're going to force something on people that's not natural. You know, we are endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights. Does that have any meaning to you, anybody these days, that we are endowed by our creator? It's our creator that gives us the right to say no to medical injection. So keep that in mind if you're being faced with mandates and forcing you to take drugs that you don't want. So here's the next headline, and I want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Firefighters are saying they are seeing large numbers of vaccine complications. Whoa, what? Where is this coming from? This is coming from KOAT News. September 17th was when this was reported. This is from Florida. Firefighters in Orange County, Florida, say they are responding to calls from large numbers of people with COVID-19 vaccine injuries, but Central Florida hospitals say that's not true. Of course they say it's not true. Hospitals these days, if you ask me, are trying to kill people. Get them out, especially if you haven't been jabbed. They want a record of jab, non-jab. That's what the news is reporting. All these people are dying because they haven't had an injection. Okay, that's what the news reports. That's what they do. And then Biden triples down on that and said, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Right. Okay, whatever. So the firefighters, these are the people who are giving us the information we don't get from the news. The firefighters come out and say these things. So who is telling the truth? A local TV station decided to follow up after listening to firefighters' comments in a county commission meeting. You know how the government is trying to force parents to sit down and shut up at these school board meetings. Well, sometimes like this case, the news picks up on it and they follow up on it. So in this case, in a county commission meeting. The quote was, on a daily basis, dispatch receives an excessive amount of 911 calls regarding vaccine reactions. Who would have thought that? We don't hear that on NBC or CNN. Firefighter Jason Wheat told the commissioners. Another first responder, Wendy Williams, added, I transport more people, more Central Florida brothers and sisters that are vaccinated with issues, adverse reactions, or with COVID than I do unvaccinated. Ah, interesting. Yet, when asked about it, Dr. Tim Hendricks with Advent Health Center said, it's a very safe vaccine and denied seeing increased reactions or visits to the emergency room. Orlando Health, on the other hand, refused to answer the question, instead giving a generic comment supporting the use of the vaccine. Well, most of your leaders are saying it's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. Now, here's something that came regarding, so talking about the breast health and breast issues. A friend of mine told me a friend of his called him and said she went in for a mammogram recently. And the woman asked her, of course, if she'd been vaccinated or not, and she said no. And she said, I am seeing so many women who have been jabbed with tumors showing up in their breasts. Now, this goes along with the story I read you last week where a woman who said that she's seeing more cancer developing. Let's see if I can find that story. And that's where... Okay, last week I read about Deborah Cornrett, a physician's assistant, blowing the whistle on COVID jab injuries and the fact that these injuries are rarely reported to the VAERS system. Conrad saw a dramatic rise in several different health problems as the COVID jabs were rolled out. One of the most surprising problems has been a sudden rise in cancers. So this is just one more thing we need to be aware of as we make decisions in life. That these things are out there. We're not hearing them from the government. And then this one story was really bothering to me, and I had to really work on pooping it out and not keeping it in my system and finding a purpose for this and finding joy out of it and all that. But this headline is from the Children's Health Defense Team. It says, White House tells states to prepare for COVID vaccinations in young children and more. What do you think about that? Just that headline alone. White House tells states to prepare for COVID vaccinations in young children and more. How are we going to, why are we preparing? You haven't even had the damn thing approved yet, but they want us to prepare. Wink, wink. So this story, I have to read a little bit of it. It's not that long. The White House told governors to start preparing to vaccinate children as young as 5 by early next month in anticipation of clearance of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for the age group in the coming weeks. A White House official said the Biden administration has purchased, get this now, the White House has purchased 65 million, what did he say? 65 million pediatric doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Enough to vaccinate the estimated 28 million children who would be eligible should the Food and Drug Administration, they haven't even approved it yet, but they're already planning. Should the Food and Drug Administration approve Pfizer's request to vaccinate children 5 to 11, said an official of the Department of Health and Human Services. Okay, after something like that, I think we should do some breathing because that just reveals the level of wickedness in this whole drama we're seeing played out, this pandemic, and how, again, this will affect your health if we don't poop it out and get it processed through our brain. What did they just say? They got $65 million doses, whatever. You lose track of what it was. Was it doses or dollars that we're throwing out for children now, and the damn thing hasn't even been approved. So it shows us, though, when that type of headline comes up, just shows us, and Biden came out of Biden's mouth, too. It just shows us that the FDA and Big Pharma are in bed together. There's lots of information about how the FDA funds The FDA is funded by Big Pharma. So we're going to have to create a whole new medical healthcare system. We don't have a healthcare system in this country right now because it's being run by the mafia, the medical mafia. So we want to be able to create something new. And our guest is going to come on shortly. I see her. I'm going to bring her on shortly. And she's going to help us see the possibilities of how we create a new paradigm of maintaining our health and a whole new way of living. That's what we're going to have to do because this system is just broken. The government has lost their mind. Most of the people in government are paid so much money through lobbyists that we cannot trust them to really be looking out for us for the most part. And we have just had this medical system that is geared at writing prescriptions for everything that's wrong with the body, that's out of balance. So let me just do, we're going to do a little short breathing session to just poop out that what I just gave, all that news about the corruption and the mandates and all that. We want to breathe a little bit now. That's how you get rid of this information that comes at us all day, every day, that can disturb our digestive system. Begin because emotions of anger, resentment, bitterness can disturb the digestive system. And then if you're eating that big steak or fatted calf, as the scriptures say, it's not going to digest very well if you're angry or bitter. So I am affirmations or a meditation for gratitude. Let's see which one. Let's do a meditation for gratitude for 2 minutes before we go to the break. And then we're going to come back and meet our beautiful guest, Queen Cheryl, is going to come on and share her amazing journey. So let's do some breathing. Remember, breathing through your nose, going to poop out all that bad news and whatever news you don't want to hear. And we're going to get into balancing the energy in the body with this meditation of I am grateful.
I am grateful. I am grateful for all I am. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I was. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I will become.
All I will become. Slow in and out. All right. I hope that helped you just process all that news that we maybe needed to hear, but we don't want to keep with us. And we're going to go to the break right now. When we come back, we're going to meet our beautiful guest, Cheryl. Let's see. Let's get some information here about the Female Solution family. Let me find the Female Solution promo here. Where are you? Okay, where are you? Okay, Ad On Air News Network. Okay, that's not what I wanted, but that's okay. We'll go there. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
We're back, and thank you for joining me. Tell your friends to tune in. We're talking about how to have health and youthfulness with turpentine enemas and a lot more. My guest, who I'm going to bring in, Cheryl, add her to the stream. My Wi-Fi is running really well. Okay, maybe a little echo there.
Hi, this is Cheryl McDaniel. Good morning, TGIF. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I can hear you. I don't know if there's a little echo. Yeah, we're good. We're good. How are you this morning?
Okay.
You got up? You made it? Yes, you made it?
I know. I didn't go to bed till 4.
Okay, so you're
I don't want to miss this.
Well, I'm sure you know about power naps and how they just regenerate us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about power naps. When you're healthy, an hour can just do amazing things to give you the energy and strength you need for another 6, 7, 8 hours, right?
yes, exactly. Good morning, and you're looking beautiful.
You too.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for inviting me here, and hopefully I'm able to help a lot more people.
Well, Grand Rising, and thank you, Cheryl. Why don't you start with a little bit of your history, where you're from and your family dynamics and how you came to start practicing what you practice to stay useful and healthy.
Okay. I'm originally from Spokane, Washington.
Oh, wow.
So most of my family is are in Spokane, Washington. When you play the video, I feel great.
I am great. Grateful.
It reminded me of when I was in high school, when I was in a pageant thing, and the speech that I had titled was "Dare to be Great." I was like, "What?" It brought that memory back. You know, dare to be great. Dare everybody. Dare you to be great. Be the best great that you can be. You know, so it brought that back. But just from Spokane, Washington, I was married for about 33 years, pretty much newly divorced now, on my own. I'm living with, not living with, my daughter lives with me, overcoming a bunch of obstacles, health issues. My health issues used to be lots of fibroids, cysts, migraines, allergy problems, all of those things, being on prescriptions, seeing family members come up, you know, with cancer, dying of cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these different issues, not feeling well, excuse me, got me into wanting to learn how to take care of other people, take care of myself and other people. So there's got to be a better way. The changing point was the migraines, I think, for me. We drink a little bit of water. But it was the migraines. I was having migraines pretty much every week. And when I got put on prescription, you know, it would help for a little bit. And then after a time, just the migraines got worse. And the thing that really made me angry was when I would take the prescription and still have the migraine and last for two or three more days. Like, why am I taking these pills? You know, why am I doing the surgery or whatever?
Right.
So I started to learn bit by bit through the years as I went picking up things, learning things about how to take care of my body. So fast forward, I am 59 now. 59, I had turned in end of June. I have no doctor. I don't take any prescriptions. I try to do things naturally, and I try to learn as much as I can. I've learned a lot from the Gerson therapy, from the Gerson Institute. I like what they had to do. That's what helped me out with the migraines, by doing coffee enemas. So I'm like, you would call the deep person, which means detox queen. Right?
And juicing, Gerson is about juicing a lot, right? You know what? You have an echo probably because you have another something, or maybe Facebook or the phone is open. Do you have anything open that you could close? Because I hear echo.
Just because I'm in my closed setting, maybe?
No. It would be like if you had your phone on and your computer on listening to me, then you would need
I'm not listening. My phone's here, but it's off.
Okay.
Okay, I just turned it off. I didn't have it on. You know what I mean? I didn't have it on the page. Is it still echoing now?
I don't know. Let me talk.
I haven't changed anything.
Maybe it's me. Sometimes I need to be on earplugs probably to make it sound better. But go ahead. Keep talking. I won't talk as much. You'll have to do most of the talking. So I was going to say, Gerson is a lot of juicing. So how much juicing were you doing?
Yeah, with Gerson, it helps a lot of diseases. Mainly, it's known for helping to cure cancer.
Right.
But with that therapy, it's a lot of, like, up to 13 juices a day, not drinking water, no meat, if you're starting off strict that way. And then eventually, you know, you probably will go to a little bit of meat, the fish, chicken, that type of meat later on. But I really enjoyed that one because it helped me learn how to detox my body, and that's what helped
the migraine.
My migraine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the coffee enemas and cutting down on, you know, learning about the different types of way to eat, you know, staying away from the processed foods. So that was a really major benefit. And then just recently, about 3 years ago, I learned about Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and I like her approach to how to eat, because I noticed with my daughter, she did need meat, you know, a certain amount of meat. She needs more meat than I do for energy, to keep her healthy, to give her strength. Because when I had her, when she was following me along with the Gerson diet, she felt very weak just eating, you know, basically vegetarian and drinking juices. She needed more type of food, a balance in the food. So that's where we are now, in the balance of it. I don't eat a bunch of meat, but I do eat different types of meat. So I can't think of anything else. And so right now, my main regimen is drinking a lot of water, I remember you had mentioned herbs. I do take herbs because I take the Vitality Capsules, and those are herbs that are in there. I take that daily. I do the turpentine and sugar daily. I give myself one enema because I really want to make sure that I'm eliminating the toxins that I breathe in, that I may put on my body, and of course what I put in my body. So I continually try to make sure I am making sure that the parasites and toxins that are in my body are moving out each day and not accumulating to cause me to have a disease, okay, the symptoms of a disease as well.
Okay, so
I
hear that.
And also, I do consultations. My videos are on YouTube, on Vimeo, and Facebook. And I come on weekly live, mostly every Wednesday, but at whatever time I feel like I need to come on and share some information, what I've learned, or it just pops into, you know, it gives me the energy that I need to share that information with whomever needs to have that.
Okay. It's a real echo there now. I'm trying to think.
If you want, I can come back. I can try going live with you on my phone instead of my computer, but I haven't done anything different. I just have my computer here.
Well, let's just see how it goes. And that works sometimes when we go on our phone. Right now, I don't hear it, at least not too loud. Okay, there's a lot of people who are shocked about turpentine. So I did my research on it, and I came to peace and understanding about where it comes from and all that. So can you give us a little short little introduction into the history of it, for one, because people don't understand that this was being used years ago, and it's not something that is going to harm you unless you take too much, maybe. But give us a little history on what you learned about turpentine to give you some peace about it, for one. I'm sure when you first heard about it, were you like, oh, yeah, I'll take turpentine? Or were you like, turpentine, like most of us?
I really was. I just, when I learned it from Dr. Daniels, I mean, she's 64 years old. She's been taking it for years. So I was like, okay, well, where's this turpentine? I want to do it. Which brings me to, I can show you how I take it right now. I put it here so I can be able to show you.
Okay.
I take it every morning or afternoon or whatever, but I take it once a day. And I'll show you how I do that. If you are interested, anyone that is listening interested in taking it, please go to the website, vitalitycycles.com, and download a free Candida report and read up about it. Do your research. And then if you're feel that you're ready to do it, make sure you follow those instructions and try it. That's all I did. And I've been taking it for about 3.5 years now.
And that's daily.
Okay. So, daily. Yeah, I take it daily. Some people take it once a year. Some take it twice a year. But it used to be the cure for all diseases. It used to be in the Merck manual. In there for all diseases, it's amazing. And you want to make sure that you have the 100% gum spirits of turpentine. When I was learning about it, there are a lot of videos, old videos that are on YouTube that you can read. I mean, I listen to and look at. That is just amazing. It's like, how come I never knew about this? I asked my grandmother 2 years ago before she had passed away. And she had to remember, I think I even have a video of her when I asked her about it. Some of my aunts still remember the turpentine being given the turpentine. They can just remember it's just to get rid of worms maybe once or twice a year. They were given that, that or castor oil. The turpentine you can take with sugar, which I believe most people do, take it with that, or you can take it with castor oil. My mom, she is going to be 81 years old at the end of December. She's been taking it for over 3 years. She loves it. She takes it daily as well and sees the improvement. I take it daily because I know I'm going to be working out, stretching my muscles, and it helps with all of that. It helps with the overall thing. It probably helps a lot with the joints because that is a lot of places where the parasites like to hang out and cause you pain in different areas of your body. So if you're taking the turpentine more often, and only up to a teaspoon daily if you're not going to take it every day. If you take it every day like I do, a half a teaspoon or less is what you would take. But if you just keep everything moving, keep those parasites moving on out of the body, you're going to feel better. And with a good diet as well. Improve your diet. And I'm not trying to say stay perfect because I'm not perfect with my diet. But if you're the type that eats a lot of processed food, cut that in half at least. Because you're going to give your immune system a boost, even if you cut half of that out and add the turpentine in and get bowel movements and, you know, read the protocol, what you have to do. And I'll demonstrate to you really quick. I have the sugar, just regular granulated sugar. You can get organic if you want to have organic, just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I take about half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of turpentine, and I put mine in here. And I always mark it just in case someone's being nosy in my bathroom. And you can smell it. Once you know the smell of turpentine, you will never forget the smell of turpentine. It has its own unique smell. Unique smell. So I'm going to take about a half, you know, a spoonful of sugar.
A spoonful of sugar.
I wet some of it. Because I don't want all of the turpentine to enter my bloodstream all at once. And the reason being, you can have, a reaction to that because the parasites don't like it. And they run away from it, and hopefully you'll have your three bowel movements that I suggest daily, and they come right on out that way. So I have it like that. You see a portion of it wet. And I like to just drink it with the water.
So the primary reason for taking turpentine is to kill parasites, right?
It's to kill parasites. Also, it kills the bad bacteria. The good thing about it, it keeps the good bacteria in your body.
Okay.
It chooses the bad and gets that out. Okay, so it repairs the damaged cell membranes, and it gets the bad bacteria to leave the body. Parasites, viruses, that's my main thing. A lot of people out here are worried about a virus. It kills viruses. So if I'm taking that daily, I'm keeping myself healthy daily. So this is just another option that you can have. Taking the turpentine is so simple. It's cost effective. You know, you don't have to go buy something like, what's the medication that they want to give people for the COVID?
Ivermectin,
you know,
or hydroxychloroquine.
You
got
to go buy that. You know what I mean? I don't need to buy that. It's good enough for me. So, and like I said, I've been taking it for about 3.5 years now. And it's so simple. Everybody has sugar. You can find the turpentine. But I am finding that I used to buy the turpentine off of Amazon, the little bottles. But then I found out that you can just buy it at the hardware store. Well, even now, I couldn't find the 100% Gum Spirits Turpentine at the hardware store. I had to order it offline. I'm trying to figure out why now. Why are they, you know, you might be able to find it in your location, but where I'm at, I couldn't find it.
And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling like, hardware store? I'm going to put that in my body? But you're saying as long as it's labeled a certain way, it's okay. But let me just do a disclaimer here because I want to make sure people understand Cheryl and I are not medical doctors, and we are not here to discourage you or change your beliefs about seeing a doctor for your medical problems. In fact, we're not intended to replace any advice you may be receiving from your doctor. If you have a chronic or an acute condition, please see your doctor if you have not been able to resolve or solve that condition. So with that said, we're sharing our experience in keeping our bodies healthy and strong, especially as baby boomers, because we've had a lot of health issues in the past, and we overcame them, and we're still healthy, youthful, and energetic, so that we're sharing this information to give you some options. because our whole medical system is broken, in my opinion. Broken, totally broken. Our emergency system is perfect, in my opinion. You go to an emergency room with a broken bone, boom, they know what to do. Go to an emergency room with a heart attack, boom, they know what to do. So we don't want to rule out or discredit our medical staff in the emergency rooms. But once you get information in the emergency room, you want to take that and leave and go start practicing prophylaxis and remedies, namely breathing and the good fresh air, and practicing what Cheryl is going to share even within. One more question about the turpentine. If you have parasites and you start using the turpentine, and once you feel better, why do you need to keep doing that? Unless, I know if you have pets, you're going to, people who have pets are more likely to have parasites. But why do you need to keep doing the turpentine if you, after a period of time, you feel better, you're energized, and you're healthy? What is the reason behind keeping the turpentine going if you've gotten rid of the parasites, let's say?
Well, I really don't believe we get rid of all of the parasites, because we could breathe in parasites daily.
Really?
We eat. There's parasites in our food. Little, you know what I mean? You're going to have parasites throughout your whole life. So I just continually, it's for maintenance. And
okay.
You don't have to take it every day. It's different for everyone. My daughter, I think she takes hers just once a week. I used to take it just once a week. But I'm getting older, you know, when you get up, you kind of feel the little things going on. So I said, you know what, let me just try to do it every day and see how that works for me. And it works good. And there are days that I may skip just because I'm just too busy. But for the most part, right now, I take it every day. So it just depends. Everyone has a different amount that they can have. It's like they say, one size does not fit all.
So when's the last time you had a flu? Oh, the flu or a cold?
I think and it wasn't even a flu or cold. I had moved, my family had moved from San Diego to Arizona. So once I got to Arizona, a new area, I got really sick. I thought I had the flu. So I went to go, said, let me go see the doctor. Something's going on, right? And they said, no, you're not sick. I go, really? It was allergies. This is before I started taking turpentine and all of that, okay? What helped me that day was actually mullein leaf tea. I drove for an hour to go get that mullein leaf tea, fresh mullein leaf tea, to drink. And within 4 hours, I was feeling so much better just with that, taking care of the mucus and things. So it's been over 4 or 5 years since I've had maybe a cold or a flu. It's been a while.
Okay, we've got someone in the studio who has a question. Let's see, or a comment. Let me open up the 2312849. I believe that's our executive producer, Naima Latif. Your mic is open. Check your mute. Are you there, Naima? 312849, you pressed 1. Okay, maybe she pressed 1 by mistake. Okay, send me a text if you want to speak. She may have gone somewhere. Okay, so let us get into the enemas. I know with turpentine, if you're using that, you need to have regular bowel movements. Or what happens if you don't have regular bowel movements, and why the enemas?
Okay. So that's the reason why I always suggest go to that website and download that Candida Cleanser report, because it tells you all about the turpentine. So I want people to go there, just download it, print it, keep it, share it. Read it 3 times if you can, okay? And then do some more research before you even start to take the turpentine. That's what I did, okay? You need to have the bowel movements. You need to be drinking your water. I drink plenty of water. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I drink me 2 cups of water. Because your body needs to be hydrated, and you need to have the bowels to keep going. If you do not have the bowels moving, then the parasites are still in there, and they want to run to whatever area of the body they feel is safe for them. So you don't want to have a reaction from, you know, the turpentine. You got to keep things going. I mean, literally this week, I have tried to, you know, how you try to teach your own family members. I got cousins that are in the hospital this week. One has a heart attack. The other one, the gallbladder, or blood clot. And those are because of toxins. Those are because of parasites. They're not eating. This is the time of year where that rise is higher. You'll see a lot of people going to the hospital because of heart attacks, strokes, and gallbladder issues, because they're even staying more with this pandemic. You got people just staying inside, eating food, ordering food, not moving. So you're going to see the rise of it. So it does not surprise me when I see more of my relatives and friends in the hospital,
well,
or dying.
Are you asking whether they've been injected with the jab?
Well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in injecting.
No, your relatives. Your relatives. Have you asked them? Are they the ones who are in the hospital?
Oh, yeah. My relatives, some have and some haven't. There's very few that will not take it. Most of them will take it.
So the ones in the hospital, the ones in the hospital, do you know if they've taken it?
They have taken it.
Okay, so we're seeing myocarditis in children who have taken the jab. That's inflamed heart. The pilot who died in the air cockpit had a heart attack. He had taken his second jab. So all these things, you know, Jesse Jackson is a great example who pushed this jab, and he ended up in the hospital with gallbladder problems. And then he and his wife ended up in there, almost died from COVID. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of people in the hospital, and they're claiming, well, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, the hospitals are getting a lot of vaccinated people, too, who are having all the diseases, heart disease, heart attack, cancer, are coming back because of this jab. So that's the reality.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you're saying that, you're sharing this, but, you know, it goes on deaf ears sometimes because they haven't been preventing anything, and then all of a sudden we're reacting to some symptoms in the body because you've chosen this pathway. So enemas, how are you doing your enemas and how often and all that? Do you always do coffee enemas?
I do coffee and water enemas. Every now and then, it's been a while, I've done the chamomile enema, like a tea enema, which helps relax the colon. So if you feel like it's like too active or too overactive, you're not feeling right. And plus it, you know, when you drink chamomile tea, it helps relax you and it helps you to be able to sleep better. At least for most people.
Right.
But the enema I make so often because my daughter and I do them daily, especially for my daughter since she's still at that age of where she has the menstrual cycle. A lot of us women, you have, you know, that one time a month, it's not easy. Both of my daughters, my one daughter just had a partial hysterectomy. That's the route she wanted to go. But a lot of the pain is caused because of the food that we put in our bodies. So what our bodies tend to do is during that time of month, it's like, you know what? You want to eat what you want all the rest of the month. When you start, we're going to start detoxing through the blood. And that's where the heavy bleeding comes in. Same thing I used to have. I actually had surgery. I didn't have a hysterectomy. But I keep forgetting the name of the surgery that I had, but it's where they just burn the lining of the uterus. So I don't have any more periods anymore because I used to bleed heavily. I didn't necessarily have the pain, but I just would lose so much blood and end up having a DNC, blood transfusion, all of that. And that's what happens to my daughter that lives with me now. She's 20. She'll be 26 this year. So what she does is instead of, you know, taking birth control pills, because that's what they always tell them to do. Doctor tried to say, you know, get the IUD. Was trying to encourage her to get an IUD. I was like, come on now. So thank God that we educated ourselves, our mama educated herself to let her little girl know you can't do that. It's not going to help. I kind of went that route when I, after I had my kids, I had three kids, I had to take care of my mother-in-law. And so I decided, you know what, I'll just go ahead and do the birth control pills because supposedly that was going to help control the bleeding.
Yes.
But it didn't. It made things worse. It made things worse. So I ended up with this so-called wonderful new surgery. But at the same time, I learned about this surgery that a lot of people didn't come out good like I did
right.
from this surgery. So I still wouldn't even recommend that. I got through it and I benefited from it, but I wouldn't do it again. Now,
right.
knowing what I know now. So, yeah.
We've got to take our last break. Ooh,
okay.
So when we come back, I'm going to share with you my own menstrual story. I had extremely painful. I would vomit every month the first day. It was awful. But I learned a lot about that from my clients who had the same symptoms. I started asking them about their mother's pregnancy. So that was the one thing we had in common, that our mothers had stressful pregnancies. So let me come back to that right after our
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We only have another half hour, and we've got questions for you on the sugar and the turpentine. I knew that was going to come up because that was my question too, but I had very painful menstrual periods in my teens, and I was eating a lot of junk food. I mean, sugar was my diet, and the doctor who I ended up seeing, because they were trying to figure out why am I throwing up the first day, and never asked anything about what are you eating. It's so funny looking back. They never said anything. Asked why, what are you eating? What's your diet? Nah, he prescribed birth control pills. So I was on birth control pills. That did solve the problem, but I had horrible headaches. So I had to stop that and go back to painful menstruals. But when I started seeing clients as a health coach, yourholistichealthcoach.com. I started asking the ones who told me they had very painful menstruals. I said, you know, what was your mother's pregnancy like? And every one of them, their mothers had very stressful pregnancies. So my conclusion was when a mother is stressful during that pregnancy, the constriction, not only in the mother, the tightness in the muscles and all that is downloaded into that child. So that I believe the child's reproductive system becomes somewhat tense in the energy that it's putting out or producing. And so those women, those babies, female babies, end up having very painful menstrual periods when that cycle comes on. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but if you look at probably if you had painful menstruals or problems, you could ask your mother about her pregnancy with you, and then you know what your pregnancy was like with your girls. So that's kind of a hint. It's not 100% sure, but that's a hint of why. And then so EFT is very helpful, emotional freedom technique. That's the tapping. It's very helpful to help women let go of the womb experience because a lot of our health problems start in the womb because of the mother's emotional state. So what's your thought about that?
I believe that. I remember asking my mom. She said her first six, seven, 8 years of marriage was stressful. So she had my sister that's about 13 months older than I am at the age of 19. So, and here I came, you know, after that. I also was a breech baby.
Ooh.
So I came out butt first. Came out that way. Bruised and abused, you know, coming out to the world. So I really believe that has a lot of reasons why I had stomach issues and things. Coming out, can you imagine coming out that way, actually butt first? You know, that squeeze like that and coming out that way. So I was really bruised at that time. So I really do believe that. And even with me, stress for the first few years, even of my marriage, you know, with the kids during pregnancy, doing everything. You know, if you look back, what kind of support did you have, you know, at that time during pregnancy? Did you have to do it all? You know, so I really believe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, and so I had two boys, so I couldn't test that theory with them, but yeah. So women can be more aware of, that's why I, as a doula, I really try and communicate to women the importance of keeping it as peaceful as possible when you're carrying this child and talking to that child. It's so important to talk to that baby when they're in the womb, and they can overcome whatever stress you're going through if you're communicating. But imagine if you're not attaching to that baby and your stress all being downloaded into that womb while this baby is growing. So be aware, women need to be conscious when they decide to have babies of all that those dynamics.
Yeah, I'm so glad you told me that, because my daughter-in-law at the time, she lives with me and my daughter, and she is due between the 13th and the 21st or something, 26th of December. So when she's on her way back, she'll actually be back tonight from Columbia. And so I will make sure that I tell her that information, plus that I'm talking to it, the baby too.
Music.
And make sure I'm talking to the baby.
Music is
well,
important.
Yeah.
Lots of good music.
Yeah.
It's so important. We have a question from someone about the sugar. How is it, she said, how is it possible to cure with all that sugar? Does the turpentine reverse? Explain that. I had to ask that question too.
Okay, this is what I've learned. Even if you're diabetic, the diabetics that take the sugar and the turpentine, their health even gets better as well. The sugar, you have to understand, only it works as bait. You don't want to take castor oil every day. That's too harsh for the body, so you don't want to go that route. Taking it with a little bit with the sugar really helps encourage the parasites to want to leave the body. So that's where those bowel movements, three or more bowel movements a day is what you need to continually get it out, and drinking your water. So again, download that Candida report, so it gives you the protocol of what you need to do before you start taking it. There would be an issue if you just start taking it with the sugar and the turpentine. You are going to have issues if you're not well hydrated and you're not having your bowel movements.
So the sugar is a bait for the parasites.
Mm-hmm.
The parasites are attracted to that sugar. And it doesn't cause the problems it would normally cause, like feeding candida, for one. If you're eating a lot of sugar, especially, it's going to feed the candida, and it's going to cause other problems. But when it's taken with the turpentine, it attracts the parasites, and then just getting rid of the parasites is going to improve the health. That's one of the things,
exactly.
The benefits.
Exactly,
right.
Because it's taking the toxins out, taking the parasites out, and whatever toxins that are, you know, in the bloodstream or throughout the body, collecting in there. Which brings me back to the coffee enema. The coffee enema, I just really recommend that if you are in any kind of pain or you got toxic overload or migraines, things like that, inflammation, because the coffee enema helps cleanse the blood. It's a blood cleanser, okay? So while it's in the body, you try to retain it in the body for up to 15 minutes. Every 3 minutes, just imagine your blood, it's circulating and it's grabbing those toxins, bringing it straight over to the liver area to be filtered and then right throughout into the toilet. So, I mean, you can't beat that. You feel so much better. When I started doing that years ago, over 10, 11, 12 years ago, was because of the migraines. So when I did that, when I lay down on my right side or whatever side you want to do, they usually say the right side when you do it, the low enema, I would literally feel the pain leave my head. You know, it just really worked. And there are some times where it got worse. I would lay there for the 15 minutes, and it would just be really hurting really bad. But once I got to the toilet, then the pain left. So you got to be careful with what you're eating. Check your diet so that you don't have to suffer like that. It's not necessary to suffer like that if you change what you're doing. And drinking the water, having the bowel movements, those are the two very important things that need to be done daily.
Well, I started doing coffee enemas back in the early 90s, and I learned that the caffeine actually stimulates the gallbladder and the liver to let go of toxins. So all of that working in that 15 minutes is like a miracle of sorts, because I realized even when you are constipated, once you let go of the bowel, your pain releases. Your body feels better. So it really is that colon area where your microbiome is really activated and working for us. Once we work in that area, stimulate the liver, stimulate the gallbladder, that caffeine is amazing. In fact, there's a saying that it's better to put the coffee in your butt rather than in your mouth, right? Because you get more benefit from it in your butt area. But even if you're drinking a little coffee every day, there's benefits to take to bringing that coffee into your body every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with drinking coffee, but if you do it in excess, right, you're going to be more harmful because you're overstimulating the body when you're drinking coffee in excess, right?
Exactly. I found out with me, though, I guess it's different with everyone. When I drink coffee sometimes, maybe it's the brand or something, mm-hmm. I'll just drink it black. It's been a long time since I have. But I'll get pain on my right side for some reason. So I just don't drink that much of it. It'll go straight to my right side.
Yeah, the caffeine, that says a lot about your liver and your gallbladder and all the stuff going on there. It's causing some kind of inflammation in that area.
Yeah.
There's a valve down there. I used to have to get this valve adjusted with my chiropractor. There's a valve down there. Really, I forget the name of this valve. Right below the liver and the gallbladder that gets stuck. And it's the valve that releases food from the small intestines into the large intestines. And mine used to get stuck, and that's where my pain would come from. There's a lot of emotional connection to that too, I found out. But once you take coffee in the mouth, sometimes it helps to open up that valve. And if the valve is stuck, that's where you could have the pain that is not open yet or something. There's a lot, this is amazing system that we learn about it. We should be studying it all the time, right? Another question from Zelda is asking for vitality.com. What was the website for the Vitality website?
She had just changed the website. So now it's vitalitycycles.com. And so the Vitality capsules, they look like this. She changed the label, so it doesn't. It looks. This is the brand new label. The old label, you'll see. Let me see this way. Okay. Looks like this. This is the extra strength, and then the regular strength is green. But go there, and you'll find out that information. It's just amazing. Lots of videos, audio, and you'll learn a lot about the vitality about the. The vitality capsules now are to help you to achieve the bowel movement. It helps the body to, as a whole, to detox the lymphatic system. It even helps you eventually to pass stones, gallstones. It's an overall cleanser with fantastic herbs, about 7 or 8 herbs that are in that capsule.
Can you use that?
To make sure.
Can you take that in place of enema?
Yes. For people that do not want to do the enema, because enemas aren't for everyone. So yes, with these capsules, when you get it, you're supposed to take one with a meal during the meal. And if you don't have 3 bowel movements that day, the next day you take 2, and so on until you achieve the 3 bowel movements. All right? It won't be the same. There are some that would have to take about 10 a day. That's how backed up they are.
Oh, yeah.
In order to get things going. Yeah.
Okay. Is it 100? Is it 100% gum spirits of turpentine?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So we've got another caller who's pressed one. I don't know if Naima's ready to speak. I opened her mic earlier, but she wasn't there. 779-801, your mic's open. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Grand Rising, this is Maika. Thank you so much for sharing. I am a former turpentine user. However, I got a comment and a question. I've heard and studied that coffee by mouth helps protect the liver for alcoholics, and I think that's a wonderful thing. Question is, you had mentioned a tea that you went back to get when you were having allergic reactions in Arizona. Could you spell the name of that tea? And then the other thing is, are you recommending turpentine enemas? I just wasn't clear if that came up or I missed something about that. But
no,
thank you so
ahead.
Much for taking the time to share.
Okay, thank you, Maika, for those. Did you hear those? Okay.
Yes, yes. First of all, I've never heard of a turpentine enema. So no, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I've only done, coffee, plain water, or even a tea enema, which is chamomile, because it's calming to the intestine, to the colon. What was the other question?
The name of the tea. The name of the tea you were going after.
The tea is mullein leaf, so it's M U L L E I N.
Mullein. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It is so fantastic. It's fantastic for the upper respiratory issues that you have. It's amazing.
Someone just sent me a bag of that. It has another gubapo, or there's a strange name for it. And I looked it up and it said, oh, mullein leaf tea. Okay, I gotta get to drink it. It has flowers in it and all kinds of barks and things. Dr. Sebi, do you know who Dr. Sebi is?
Yeah.
He puts out huge quantities of that. Yeah.
Okay.
So you could order it online.
And it's grown wild.
Yes.
On the side of the road. In Arizona, it's all over the place in Arizona out there. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
So
amazing.
You can get it.
Yeah. Thank you, Maika, for that question. And let me see if Naima's, her light is on, but Naima, Latif, your mic is open again. Did you have a question or a comment?
Oh, well, my question was answered, so that's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Be safe out there.
Oh, absolutely.
She's on the road again. Our executive producer is on the road in Chicago. So what are some of the other things? What are some of the other things you're doing? Do you do yoga, or what is your practice with exercise? What type of exercise are you doing to stay so young looking?
I do a variety of exercises. It's whatever I feel. I do some stretches. I make sure I keep my body moving daily. On the average, I do a lot of the trampoline, the mini trampoline that I have to get my lymph nodes going, get everything going. For the most part, I get up in the morning and I drink my 2 cups of water and I do at least 10 minutes of the trampoline. And then a few stretches, then whatever I decide I need to do. So I got to work on my breast. So I got to get them to not just flop down so much. So I can do exercise.
Okay.
Whatever I feel, I just keep my body moving each day.
Right. And so we talked a little bit about our spiritual practice. And I think it's interesting that Cheryl and I were both married for over 30 years, and her husband was in football. He was a football coach, right, for professional and college, right?
He actually played and coached, so he did both sides.
Right. So again, this guy behind me was all about football for all my young life. Football, football, football. He coached it in Chicago, Carlin High School, and then he played professional. We wrote a book together about that career and his personal life. He was married 3 times, and he lived to be 95 years old. So we can talk about our spiritual journey as being very important. The lessons we learned. I want to ask you, what are the lessons you learned in your marriage that have helped you do what you do today and grow and stay healthy? Because I learned a lot about the conflicts and trying to control my husband and my children and how that caused me pain. They were fine doing their thing, and I'm the one trying to control everybody because of an alcoholic mother. I realized that started the idea that I got to control people in my life so I won't suffer like my mother, all that. So in our relationship, we turn to the Bible. We turn to so many spiritual practices because we want a relief from our stress and pain. So share a little bit about before. We don't have a whole lot of time, but your journey in your relationship conflicts, how you resolve that, and then how you grew in your spiritual and your practice now.
Okay. Real quick, since we don't have that much time, you can go to my website, Cheryl McCheryl. Well, go to my YouTube channel and find Divorce Detox. So if you put that in there, I show my journey.
Okay.
Through my divorce.
Hey.
So what helped me, thank God, I am a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. I just like studying the scriptures so that I know with my life peacefully. So I grew up with an alcoholic dad, okay? So he was the dominant one. And so I learned things from that relationship from my mom and my dad. So I always have an emphasis, well, the man's supposed to lead. He's supposed to, you know, be in control. Just make that man happy. So my husband at that time, really, now I understand what my dad was saying when I was getting married, that, you know, I said, I'm blessed to be able to have met, you know, the man that I'm going to marry. And my dad, he used to say, no. He don't know what he has. He doesn't understand who he married. You know, and now I can understand that. I can understand that because I did everything. You know how you have the wife that stayed home. I did the homeschooling. Whatever he needed done, I had done. He say, do this. I jump. Whatever it took to make my husband at that time happy. But when you're in that kind of situation, if, you know, you start to get tired, your eyes start to open. But I had, thank God I had scripture, I had the Bible to help me get through those moments. There were moments I would be in the closet crying, like, you know, okay, Father, please get me stronger. Let me be stronger. I know he can't help it, but I can. I'm the stronger person, so let me just keep on going. And that's how it lasted 30-something years. Okay.
Yeah.
It lasted that long until it was like I got tired. So I just say you have to really look at yourself. If you're no good, you're not going to be able to help others. I've always wanted to help others, and I saw my health starting to decline, my stomach getting tightened up, my, you know, having the fibroids, the cysts, the migraine, because I wasn't happy. I wasn't feeling appreciated. I just felt I was being taken advantage of, and I had to change that. And the only one that's going to be able to change it is you. Is you. You got to listen to the positive words. Listen to yourself. Like the last thing that I had did this week, talked about this week, was basically talking to yourself to help improve your health. Like, Cheryl, I'm not going to let somebody else tell me what to do. I'm not going to let my job or somebody tell me that I need to take this or whatever to my body that I believe is like the temple that God gave me. So That's what did it. That's what, once I made my mind up that I'm going to get a divorce, I'm leaving, I can make it, I can do it, I dare to be great, right? It's just been really heaven. I'm so much happier, more at peace, can help people the way I want to help them without the issue of somebody over here trying to discourage me from doing what I really love to do. So, again, you have to do it because you want to do it, and you got to do it. No one's going to do it for you. So, again, I'll say dare to be great. Take that challenge and do what's going to help your health and help you to be happier so that you can be an example or a benefit to somebody else out there and put a smile on their face and give them the encouragement to live for the better.
And
that's
having,
where I am today.
And I think having an alcoholic parent is where the challenge starts in our emotional state, because the alcoholic parent doesn't nurture and love us like we really need as a child. So we grow up with these deficiencies of, number one, I don't like myself. I don't love myself. So what I hear you saying is that, like all of us, we grow up and we get in these marriages and we don't really love ourselves. But I think if I just please my husband and be a good housewife, things will get better. But Michael Beckwith has this 5-day meditation program. Michael Beckwith, for those of you who don't know, is a pastor in L.A. He's very popular. He did the Law of Attraction movie. And he's got this meditation about relationships. And he said the relationship starts with you loving yourself. You're not going to have healthy relationships if you don't love yourself first. So I'm so glad that you are at that place where you have learned to love yourself and take care of yourself. And that's where the joy comes, really. I'm going to start our closing ending because it's that time. And that's why we're here. I mean, you and I just alcoholics. Is there anybody out there who didn't grow up with an alcoholic
parent?
We've
come to the end of our show today.
It's
but
like,
you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution.
Because we needed help. We really needed help.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page.
www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Leave your comments about today's show.
I'm searching on YouTube all the time.
My website at www.naimalatif.com.
That's going to help us survive this winter of pandemic, more pandemic bullshit, I call it. But it's meant to wake up.
Radio show.
Cheryl, how can people get a hold of me?
Get your copy of the book, The Female
Solution. And how are we going forward with that?
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
CherylMcDaniel.com.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China,
I'm
on Vimeo,
India, Zanyaba,
Japan, message me, DM me, email me. My email is Cheryl Lee, so it's S-E-R-L.
Poland.
L-E-I-G-H
France, @gmail.com.
All right. Blessings, my sister. Let's stay in
Gracias.
Touch.
Gracias. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
A lot of you learned a lot more than you ever knew about turpentine. So take that to the bank. And not all of us are meant to do turpentine. Believe me, I'm not ready to take that journey of taking that every day. And even if you don't do it every day, it could be something you could practice once in a while. So consider it. If not, just most of all, stay in joy. Joy is the highest vibration that you can practice to keep your frequency high, your vibration high. Joy, joy, joy. Stay in joy. Get the music and try and eat less and move more. You are full of greatness. Remember, you're full of greatness because you started in the womb, in a great womb. Every womb of a woman is great because it's where the construction energy from the great creator starts. Starts with the ears, the brain. All that constructive energy is great. So don't forget that. We come out of the womb and we forget how great we are because of people and humans and their dysfunctions and imperfections. But let us all remember how great we are. Go forward. Help your neighbors. Help your family. Those families who are suffering with the flu this year, give them some tea. Help them out with some tea and move on. Keep moving with joy and smiles and music. So have a beautiful day, beautiful weekend tomorrow. I think we have Move Around with Deborah, but 12 o'clock tomorrow right here on the Female Solution. Join us for more knowledge and more inspiration. Mwah. Love you. Shalom. And Blog Talk Radio Studio, have a wonderful day.